The events of last week's Parsha, Parshas Kisisa, lead into this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakel. 40 days after Matan Torah, Moshe descends with the Luchos, and he sees that Klal Yisrael is worshipping the Egel HaZahav. Hashem is ready to destroy the Jewish people, and Moshe ascends for another 40 days and nights to beg him not to. The Jewish people are forgiven, and Moshe ascends Har Sinai again for a third period of 40 days and nights to receive the second set of Luchos. Moshe returns to Klal Yisrael in Yom Kippur to tell them that they are forgiven. This is where our parsha begins, Vayakel Moshe, and Moshe gathered all of Klal Yisrael on the day after Yom Kippur. The ideas I will be discussing are from the Tzenarena, which was written in the 1600s. It was read by women every Shabbos for centuries until there was a breakdown of its practice at the time of Haskalah. Generally, when the Tzenarena shares an idea, it's found in Rabbeinu Bachaye. Otherwise, he'll quote whether it's from Rashi, Toldos Yitzchak, or Chazal. I'm going to share two ideas, and more from the Tzenarena is available on allparsha.org on a podcast called Lessons from the Tzenarena. The Parsha begins on the day after Yom Kippur, the day after Moshe came down from the mountain with the Luchos. That year, according to the Rabbeinu Bachaye and the Tzenarena, Yom Kippur was on Thursday. Moshe had gone up 40 days earlier on Rosh Chodesh Elul, which fell on a Monday. So that year, the day after Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody, would have been Friday. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu gather all of Klal Yisrael then and not wait until after Shabbos when the work could actually be done? As a point of reference, when I was in camp, and I'm sure when you were in camp, color war always broke out latest on Wednesday. So the momentum from the beginning would build. Everybody would get excited, and then they would put in all their efforts to accomplish. So why would the commandment to build the Mishkan come right when they couldn't do anything? This question is even more amplified when we look at the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Israel when he first gathers them. You expect him to tell them, you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, where Hashem Shechin is going to rest. But that's not what he says. He says, Sheshis yomim te'asem lacha, ovyom ha-shvi yelachem kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos om Hashem, kola osa blo melacha most yumas. That 6 days work should be done. On the seventh day, you should have complete rest. It is a day of holiness for Hashem. Whoever does any work should be put to death. And to emphasize this, it says, Lo savaru esh b'chol moshe v'seichem b'yom Shabbos. You shouldn't have any fires in your house on the day of Shabbos. So the reason for this gathering that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody was to give the tzivoy to build the Mishkan. So why does Moshe not start with the Mishkan and then say, by the way, we're going to start the work on Moshe Shabbos because the work of the Mishkan isn't Docha Shabbos? The Tzenarena brings the explanation of the Toldos Yitzchak to teach us why it's written in this order. The reason is that without appreciating Shabbos, any donation that was given to the Mishkan would not be given with its fullest potential. Shabbos is a sign that there exists another world. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a taste of the world to come. A world with a spiritual world. We are connected to Hashem. In that world, we don't have to work. We don't trade. There's no business. There's no studying. Money has no value in that world. The only thing that matters and gives a person status is how much Torah and mitzvos a person has done in this world. Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. It reminds us that Hashem created this magnificent world. Everything and everyone is exactly how it should be. Shabbos is also Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we say in Kiddush. What that means is that we know and believe that Hashem didn't just make the world. He runs it and directs our lives every day according to what should be. So when we experience Shabbos properly, we walk away knowing that everything we have is decided by Hashem and that we want to build our Olam Haba with Torah, Mitzvos, and Ma'asim Tovim. We want to not only have Me'ein Olam Haba, we want to earn Olam Haba as much as we can. So with the Shabbos mindset, we walk away as different people. If someone asks us for a donation, we don't think, I'm so great, I'm going to give to them, I'm giving them my money to help them. We think, Hashem has given me resources, and I'm so privileged to be the shaliach for good in this world. When someone asks for a ride, we don't think, it's so far out of the way, it's going to take an extra 5 minutes, do I really have time? We think, I'm going in that direction anyways. Now I've transformed my trip in the car that I was taking anyway into an act of chesed. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. Working with a Shabbos mindset means that we're willing to give more of our money and give more of ourselves to those who need, because we realize that whatever we have is only to benefit others through Torah, Mitzvos, and Chesed. The Tzenarena quotes another idea from the Toldos Yitzchak that adds another important point to this idea. The Pasuk says, "Kchu me'itchem truma, take from that which is with you a donation for Hashem. The Toldos Yitzchak teaches us that a person should not say, I'm not rich. What can you expect of me? I can't really give tzedakah. What I'm not giving with the other person's going to get a big plaque on the wall. They're going to have a big event where they're going to be the chairman. What can I do? I can't do anything. I hardly have any money. I haven't saved up anything. After I'm rich, then I'll give tzedakah. Then I'll get involved. I'm not influential. How can I get involved with this big communal chesed? I'm nobody. When everything is the way it should be, when I've worked hard, when I have the relationships that I know that I want, then I'll be in a position to give. The pasuk says no. Kichu me'itchem, take from with you. Take what you have right now at this moment. Don't wait until you're all set up and rich, because that's not where Hashem wants you to give. Hashem wants you to give now. Give of yourself right now, wherever you are. To tie these two ideas together, every Shabbos we remind ourselves that Hashem not only created the world, He's in charge of every single thing that happens. He has given us the exact tools, skills, money, and family that He knows is best for us to do our mitzvah. So let's take the message of Shabbos and feel privileged when we can give, and let's not wait until life is ideal before we start to give what we have to others. Have a good Shabbos.